It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is interesting how both sides think they're going to win this election. Like, they're very convinced.
Which is weird.
I'm pretty convinced. I think that, you know.
No, I know you are. The liberal weenie thinks it's going to be a roll.
The liberal weenie thinks that she's going to win. I think she is. But the Trump people are all very convinced that he's going to win, too. It's just, more so than I can remember. Even the last one with Biden and, you know, Hillary and all that. It's much more confidence that their guy's going to win by a lot, or their girl's going to win by a lot.
Which I find very interesting, because I was trying to translate it into our world.
Right.
We're kind of sports hardo idiot dorks. And you don't see that too often.
Now there's there's a name for the show.
That's not a bad name.
Sports hardo idiot dorks.
I think it's catchy.
S-H-I-D.
Oh, phew. I didn't know you were going there. Sheed.
Shit in the afternoon.
but in the sports world, I don't think there's a lot of matchups where both sides think they're going to dominate the other, blow out the
rare
other.
Rare, you see,
right?
That, yeah.
Like, and sometimes in college football playoffs, I think that can be the case, and fan bases get overzealous and like, we're going to kill you. We're three, you're four. Yeah,
right.
Well,
and they haven't played each other, so they don't know. Like,
different conferences, you get like Big Ten versus SEC, and you guys aren't going to measure up. No, you don't know how good we are. This is tough physical football up here, kind of thing. I find it amazing. I wish I knew more about it, and I wish I trusted polls more, because I feel like everybody, the polls are like analytics. You can find an analytic and a stat to tell you anything.
Right.
And they all think, I'm polling well here. I have to listen to Trump with Belichick, which I can never get that time back.
I saw some clips of that.
You made the right decision just focusing on the clips.
You listened to the whole thing?
The whole 24 minutes that was.
It was only 24 minutes?
Thank God.
How long did it feel like it was?
An hour and a half. No, I'm being serious. I know we exaggerate.
Stephen Fall River phone call.
We exaggerate. We're being dramatic. It's one of the worst things I've ever heard.
Wow.
It was. Well, first of all,
this is
Zoom.
MAGA hearts.
Yes.
Too, yeah.
They're all on Zoom.
Right.
And then they're asking him about NIL and these very gambling. And he didn't really
PGA
have
PGA Tour
anything.
And like live
he had
golf
nothing.
And stuff. Right, yeah.
He had no detail. He
no
clearly
takes.
Hadn't prepped. I mean, the best part, I think he said, was the first question. Something about like, how would you keep dirtiness out of gambling or something, or like scandal. He's like, you're not going to. It's going to be there. Now, you hope to keep it to normal dirtiness, not let it be widespread. But it was awful. Bill was awful. They were talking over each other. Kraft, I mean,
Gray.
Freudian slip, a Trumpian slip. Trump just.
Did you say a Troydian slip?
Yep. I was all over the place. I may have had a stroke during the break.
Oh, my God.
These are big rallies with the biggest crowds ever, like ever in politics in any country. I mean, I think the coach would agree. I mean, I had in Milwaukee, I filled up the stadium and we could have filled it up three times.
What does the coach have to do with it? He kept saying things like that. Man, Bill, you would know this. You're the greatest coach ever. And the NFL likes me more than you or whatever. He kept saying these weird. He kept trying to draw Bill in.
Uh-huh.
And Bill never really engaged. All Bill would wait and then ask his next question that was probably on some note card they put in front. Ask him about NIL
handwritten
now.
Note card.
Yeah, it was like, we can get Trump. But
did they like riff together at all? Like, were they
nothing.
Not really? No.
There was no. I'm telling you, there was nothing of any value to it.
Interesting.
Nothing. And you were right yesterday when you read the tease and it was like, get Trump's views on sports or something.
Right.
And it's like, the night before the election, you're getting Trump's views on sports?
Yeah.
It was.
And it was like his most.
Oh, he bragged about being good at all sports.
Really?
That was one. Because Belichick, I know, Donald, you care about youth sports. And I'm like, we're going youth sports here?
Huh.
And you know, your president's physical fitness council last time, blah, blah, blah. And Trump's like, well, I played sports. I was good at every sport I played. Like, he kept saying that. He's like, I got to college. I played less sports except for golf and tennis. I was good at those. Like, it was.
I can never get that time. But anything would have been better. I should have gone back to my Bible podcast.
Well, there'll be corruption. And the question is, will it be massive corruption or will it be, regular standard corruption? But there's going to be corruption.
That was my favorite answer.
Regular corruption or,
the usual corruption or like corruption on steroids?
Sounded like he was doing something, right? Like he was raking leaves or something.
The whole thing, it was terrible.
Hold on, I'm rigging the leaves.
I will never feel bad about Fitzy and I doing a Six Rings where we're both on Zoom and like maybe something's weird or we don't really have any hot takes for the day.
Right.
Because we'll never be the worst podcast ever. I just listened to the worst podcast ever.
Interesting.
It was Bill Belichick, it was Jim Gray, and it was Donald Trump. And you'd think with that kind of star power, you might get a little something out of it.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
The clips that I heard were the tamest takes that Trump has ever had on anything. They were nothing,
because I don't think he had any real knowledge.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't have to have knowledge to start talking about something.
He's not
say wild stuff. I mean, it doesn't matter. He doesn't need knowledge to do that.
He's not a fan of the new kickoff rules.
Oh, yeah.
You see that kickoff weekend, and you see what they did. It looks so different. So I don't like that.
So different.
I'm a traditionalist, fellas, as you probably are both also.
He's a football Puritan.
After he said that, Belichick started rubbing his nipples like Dan Campbell, I think.
Make football great again.
It was just so bad.
Huh.
And it's all bragging. I could do that deal in 15 seconds. That's what he said about, the PGA Live deal. If he wanted to, I could do it in 15 seconds.
He wouldn't have drafted N'Keal Harry.
Well, I bet you he'd draft better receivers than the Patriots.
Well.
Because you know what? He would auto-draft.
It's not really
saying anything. He'd look up, Yahoo and who they have ranked the highest receiver, and he would take him.
Probably.
All the best experts. I've got them all.
And $5 footlongs would still be $5.
The good old days. You see they're trying to scam you now? They have a deal. It's like $6.99 or something. No.
A $5 footlong?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're not $5 anymore. They haven't been for years.
But my brain still thinks they're a $5 footlong. So don't put $6.99 and think you're selling me something. No, my brain says $5 footlong. You're telling me $6.99. You're $1.99 overpriced, buddy.
That's the problem.
Unless they're a sponsor. I love the deal.
With having a great jingle. Because the $5 footlong jingle was an all-time jingle.
$5.
And it just,
that before or after he was, diddling people?
Whoa, easy, Andy. I think it was before.
Okay. No, that's what happened.
No. The $5 footlong, I think, was part of the spin to make people forget about
it. I think it was.
I think that was we got to do something here. Let's do $5 footlong.
I think that was how they moved
Let's
on.
Let's have everyone forget about this guy.
Remember, we got good subs and they're cheap.
The biggest celebrity in the world.
He was Jared.
Going everywhere. He was meeting presidents. This guy was all over there. There's a documentary about him. Have you seen the documentary on HBO?
Is it good? Is it going to creep me out? I don't really...
Oh, it's definitely going to creep you out.
Okay, I can't watch it.
It's worth watching, I'd say, just to see how before the real internet. I mean, the internet existed, but there weren't internet celebrities like that before. And he was just became this random spokesman, and everybody loved him. And the stuff that he was, it's awful. And this woman sort of recorded him and caught all this footage. It was terrible, but it's worth watching anyway. How do we get? Jeez.
I blame you. You're the host.
We started with the Celtics. We came back.
And ended up at Subway.
And now we're talking about Jared Fogle.
Well, we hit on
and the $5
election and Trump.
The election, Trump.
It's the weave.
Subway.
The weave.
It's the weave.
As we're weaving right now.
It's all about the host bringing it back in.
That's
I listened
true.
To Joe Rogan. He had to weave Trump back in.
He did. And
I blame you.
Hey, listen.
Need a good point guard.
Start paying me like Joe Rogan and I'll weave better.
What's he make?
What does Joe Rogan make?
Yeah.
I think he makes $40 million a year or something like that. Yeah,
that
podcast does very well. That is a very
Six Rings
podcast.
Doesn't quite garner that.
Not quite to that. Right.
Not quite.
Anywho.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.